I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 7th. A utility pole snapped after a car crashed into it in Milton early today. Emergency crews responding to Route 138 in the area of Blue Hill Avenue at about 3:30 this morning found the snapped pole resting on top of a significantly damaged car. Part of Route 138 was shut down. It was unclear if anybody was injured. No additional information was immediately available. There has been another unplanned release of natural gas from the natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. Enbridge Energy says the release happened yesterday morning, but did not say how much gas was released or the reason for the release. This was at least the third unplanned release of natural gas since the facility went online in September. Enbridge said there was no danger and that all safety systems worked as required. Enbridge is required to notify the state about any unplanned natural gas releases of more than 10,000 cubic feet. Just last week, Senator Ed Markey visited the site to announce that he is refiling legislation that would prevent natural gas compressor stations that would send gas overseas. The Weymouth facility was built to funnel natural gas to Canada. Opponents argue in pending court cases that the facility poses a health and safety risk to the Four River Basin. A Woburn man is charged with stealing a car in Quincy yesterday and then driving it to a supermarket where he shoplifted some merchandise. Police say 44-year-old Knut Lee stole a car that was parked on Safford Street in Wollaston just after 7 yesterday morning and drove it to the Stop and Shop on Newport Avenue where he allegedly stole a large amount of merchandise worth at least $350. Police were able to track Lee based on video surveillance from home security cameras. Police say that video shows Lee attempting to get into several cars in the Safford Street area. Video from Stop and Shop also confirms the thefts from the store. Lee was arrested in the car in the store parking lot. Police say they found items in the car that did not belong to Lee, including female sunglasses, keys, chargers, and a large amount of change. He faces breaking and entering and other charges in Quincy District Court. The car was returned to the owner. There were 12 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. There are 180 active cases in the city. Positivity rate is up to just over 3%. Quincy is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 150 deaths. This week's football game between Quincy and North Quincy High Schools has been moved to Sunday. Kevin Mahoney, athletic director for Quincy High, said the game would kick off Sunday at noon at Veterans Memorial Stadium. It had been scheduled for Friday nights. Earlier Tuesday, Laura Owens, the assistant to Superintendent Kevin Mulvey, said Friday's game had been postponed after a football-related COVID-19 case at North. Quincy Youth Hockey's Squirt A team is dedicating their playoff season to a team dad who's battling glioblastoma. Bernie Anderson was diagnosed with glioblastoma, a type of brain cancer, last Father's Day and was given only 12 to 18 months to live. His son, little Bernie, is a defenseman on the Squirt A team. The team will compete for the South Shore Conference Championship against Weymouth on Saturday at the Bridgewater Ice Arena. The game starts just before noon. The Quincy team will be sporting gray ribbons on their helmets adorned with the letters BBS for Big Bernie Strong. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch announcing the annual Cleaner Greener Quincy citywide cleanup will return this year on Saturday, May 1st, the annual cleanup targets parks, beaches, and open spaces for a good spring cleaning. Volunteers and city workers will spread out across the city. This year's cleanup will account for COVID-19 by encouraging social distancing, mask wearing, and smaller working groups than usual. And there will be no citywide barbecue celebration at Pageant Field after the cleanup due to the pandemic. Cleaner Greener started more than 30 years ago under the direction of former Mayor James Sheets. dozens of volunteers targeted local parks for cleanups in the early 1990s. Program has since grown to the point that the average year draws about 1,500 volunteers across the city. The Quincy Police Department has unveiled its new Autism Awareness Cruiser. The cruiser is adorned with the Autism Awareness multicolored puzzle pieces. April is Autism Awareness Month, and the puzzle piece has been the official symbol of the Autism Society since 1999. The Quincy Police Department has programs designed to help people with autism, including Project Life Saver, which is part of a national program to locate and rescue missing persons who've wandered due to Alzheimer's or related conditions such as autism or dementia. Electronic tracking is used by trained officers to locate a missing person who's enrolled in the program. Quincy police have a 100% success rate in returning loved ones back to their families. Governor Baker got his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine yesterday afternoon in Boston. The 64-year-old Baker got his shot at the Heinz Convention Center mass vaccination site. The governor emphasized that the vaccine was safe, works against variants, and that you can't get COVID from the shot. There will be more than 800,000 vaccine doses coming into Massachusetts this week. VA New England Healthcare System announcing it is expanding COVID vaccinations to all veterans, caregivers, and spouses. The announcement follows guidelines in the Biden administration's Save Lives Act. Those eligible to receive a vaccine can go to va.gov/COVID-19 to register. All Massachusetts residents 16 and older become eligible for the COVID vaccine on April 19th. Northeastern University announcing the school will require all students to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by the first day of classes this fall. The policy applies to across all campuses and to all undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral students. Northeastern will require proof of vaccination for students returning to any of the school's campuses. Students will be expected to arrive on campus fully vaccinated unless they have a medical or religious exemption. Northeastern is not distributing the vaccine due to changes in the state's vaccination distribution plan. School is planning to provide full-time in-person learning in September. Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles says it's allowing a grace period for some motor vehicle inspections as the company that it contracts with continues to experience issues following a malware attack. The RMV says the issues involve Aplus Technologies, a Wisconsin-based company that provides services to vehicle inspection programs. The RMV said inspections will not be performed through Friday. According to the state, the company is beginning a three-phase process to return the Massachusetts Vehicle Check Program to full service. The newly named Boston Harbor City Cruises is getting ready to embark on a new season. Tours are already booking fast, but if you're planning to take a cruise, be prepared to see some changes. COVID-19 precautions are in place this year, including masks, reduced capacity, and restricted seating. Each vessel will be cleaned completely before and after each cruise. The company is back in the wedding business, where the ceremony and party can remain mostly outdoors. Right now, Boston Harbor City Cruises is hiring to staff its more than 40 vessels. President Biden says he's bumping up his deadline by 2 weeks for states to make all adults in the U.S. eligible for the coronavirus vaccine. But even as he expressed optimism about the pace of vaccinations, he warned Americans that the nation is not yet out of the woods when it comes to the pandemic. With a powerful new tool, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has fresh options for potentially advancing President Biden's infrastructure package and other priorities past Republican obstruction in the 50-50 split Senate. Republicans still pledge to do all they can to halt Biden, but an official parliamentarian's opinion this week is a potential game changer. It unleashes multiple options for Democrats to advance parts of Biden's agenda, including immigration and Medicare legislation, with 51 votes in the 100-member Senate, rather than the 60 typically needed to move major legislation past filibuster threats. The parade of Minneapolis police officers rejecting a former officer's actions in restraining George Floyd continued at his murder trial, including a use-of-force instructor who said officers were coached to stay away from the neck when possible. Lieutenant Johnny Mercil became the latest member of the Minneapolis force to take the stand as part of an effort by prosecutors to dismantle the argument that Derek Chauvin was doing what he was trained to do when he put his knees on Floyd's neck last May. The families of refugees and their supporters, including 124 elected officials, sent President Biden a letter urging him to make good on his promise to boost refugee admissions to the U.S. during the current budget year, replacing the record low number set by his predecessor. Biden presented a plan to Congress 2 months ago to raise the ceiling on admissions to 62,500 and to eliminate restrictions imposed by former President Trump that have disqualified a significant number of refugees, including those fleeing war. Check of business news this morning. Stocks took a tumble yesterday. The Dow lost 96. The NASDAQ fell 7. The S&P dropped 3. Asian shares were mixed. The dollar was flat. The euro was higher. Oil at $59 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Rays in 12 innings, 6-5. We'll face off again at 1:10 at Fenway this afternoon. Bruins come away with a 4-2 victory over the Flyers. Celtics lose to the 76ers, 106-96. They'll play the Knicks tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight, low 47. Mostly cloudy tomorrow at a high 56. Partly cloudy, 60 for Friday. And turning milder Saturday. Partly cloudy, Saturday's high could hit 70 degrees. For the boater today, waves about a foot. A light northerly wind will turn easterly later. High tide, 8:45 a.m. Sunrise at 6:15, set at 7:16. So again, partly sunny and in the mid-50s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 7th.